No power greater than X.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 22nd episode of The Crossroads, celebrating 20 years of the Xbox brand. My name is Ryan Topher, and this is the show where we're counting down the months to the 20-year anniversary of the original Xbox with 50 of the best games to play on the console for both new and experienced owners. We dive into the brief history of each game and talk about what makes them awesome. As always, you can always send your feedback to me over on Twitter at Ryan Turford, or you can find us on Twitter at the Xbox Drive and let us know, obviously, all the feedback on this and all of our shows there. Now, this week on the show, we're doing things a little bit different because we're talking about racing this week. Obviously, that we've only really touched on racing games once in this entire list. However, racing games were actually a huge thing on the original Xbox. So many amazing racing games to choose from. And honestly, it was hard to pick like 4 or 5 racing games to actually put on this list because, I mean, it was just like, since there was so much choice, it was like, well, who do I choose, right? So this week's episode is more focused on arcade racing because this week's episode is all about OutRun 2. So there were actually 2 really good OutRun games on the original Xbox. You had OutRun Coast to Coast and then OutRun 2, both of which were actually in arcades before they came to original Xbox, because this one actually came out in 2003 in arcades, and then it actually came out the next year in 2004 on original Xbox. And OutRun has been a series that's been around forever, going all the way back to the Genesis and Mega Drive, like back in the 90s. It was very much known for kind of the behind the back kind of Rad Racer style driving game, where it's just, again, super arcadey, just going through checkpoints and trying to kind of make sure you make it all the way around through the race. And OutRun 2, again, was the type of game that I normally don't gravitate towards, because I thought arcade, like racing games in arcades, were fine, but actually getting this game home and playing it, honestly, I played it a ton because there's lots to do in this game. Even though it is based off an arcade game, they actually added a lot of really interesting additions in the home version of the game outside of arcades. And OutRun 2, fantastic racing game, tons of fun. And if you like arcade racers, you're definitely going to want to pay attention to this episode. I'm going to tell you all about it right now. In OutRun 2, you actually have a multitude of modes available to you. You've got your standard racing mode, your time attack modes, but you also got this weird and interesting mode called Heart Attack mode. Again, I don't know if I'm a big fan of that name, but what's cool about Heart Attack mode essentially is you just have an open-ended course with a time limit, and essentially you've got a passenger that rides along with you, just like in all the OutRun games, that basically tells you to do a bunch of stunts and a bunch of different moves along the way, and you collect points and stuff like that. So I actually think that that's probably the most addictive mode of the 3 modes, and probably the most fun, because you actually have a bunch of different objectives and stuff like that. Like, the gameplay is very varied, although honestly just the racing in OutRun just feels just really fun to play, because you've got 15 stages in the game. There are also some additional stages in the Xbox version of the game, because it got this whole other extra port with a whole bunch of other content in it, which was really cool. And basically, even just the standard races were really fun, just arcade racing goodness. It just feels cool to drive around, to have the car and stuff. Again, it's very much your like Daytona USA kind of arcade style timer based race for the most part. So you're not really it feels a lot different from modern racing games because you don't really have this style of game anymore. I think that the one that we got this generation, I think it was like Hot Shot Racing or something. It was one that when we played last year, I think, that really reminded me of something like Virtual Racing. It had like kind of the same idea as this, where there were like checkpoints and stuff like that. So it's a really interesting game to go back to and play today because, again, of just how different it is from modern racing games. And I really enjoyed going back and playing it now because, honestly, I think the game still holds up really well. I think the gameplay was really fun. I think there's a great selection of cars to go with, and each of the cars actually handle really differently from each other. And there's definitely reasons to pick specific cars. So I think all that stuff is actually really top notch. In addition, on the original Xbox, you also had Xbox Live support, so you can actually play with friends, but obviously we're not going to talk about that here because you can't go online and play it now. But it had some great local multiplayer as well. where you could play with some friends and drive around in your cars and just honestly just have a good time. There was also, again, a lot of unlockable content, as I kind of alluded to with the original Xbox version. By playing arcade mode, you unlock new stages or unlock new cars that are exclusive to the Xbox version of the game, because it was actually a port done by Sumo Digital that actually basically ported it specifically to Xbox, and they added a bunch of graphical enhancements because this game is also on PlayStation 2 as well. But that version of the game is good, but it's not as good as the original Xbox version. I think that one's like the superior version. If you're ever going to go back and actually try this game for the first time, definitely play it on original Xbox. It is definitely a hoot, as one would say. If you're looking to pick up OutRun 2 today, it's backwards compatible on Xbox 360, although there are some weird graphical and audio issues that can crop up while playing on 360. So honestly, if you have an original Xbox handy, you should play it there. I mean, you have the 360 version as an option, but it's a little unstable. So honestly, I would say probably don't want to chance it if you don't have to. That's all for this abbreviated episode of The Crossroads. I know it's a little bit shorter than usual this week. I kind of touched on it with last week's Tony Hawk episode. The combination of the move and the fact that, honestly, there's not as much to say about a racing game like this just leads to a little bit of a shorter episode. But I hope you enjoyed it all the same, of course, or maybe learned about a new game you may have not ever heard before. Obviously, though, you can hit me up on Twitter anytime at Ryan Turford. You also find the Pantsman himself on Twitter at Sean Capri, or us on Twitter at The Xbox Drive. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Crossroads, and we out. Bye.